What a privilege it is to go on a journey with you. Today, I want to start this journey by going back to Christmas time. What? Yes! Who wants summer? So, I would ask you if you can get your phones out or if you are close and grab a Bible. I want you to open up to John chapter 10. Verses 22 to 30. And I'm going to ask you to read. I'll read verses 22 through 26, but I'm going to ask you to read verses 27 and 28 with me, and then I'll finish off 29 and 30. And the reason why is in the My Next Steps, I'm suggesting you write out, you print out John chapter 10, verses 27 and 28. You put it on a refrigerator, you put it on your mirror so that you remember it all the time. That this is the voice of your good shepherd. So this is the gospel lesson for today. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. It's not just Mother's Day. It's Good Shepherd Sunday. And it is the tradition in the Christian church, out of reverence for the words of our Savior, to stand for the gospel lesson. So I'd ask you to please stand. And we begin at John chapter 10, verse 22, and again, I'll ask you to jump in at verses 27 and 28. So then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. The festival of dedication is Hanukkah that we know of today. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name that testify about me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep." And now please join with me. "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." And then I'll finish up. "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. The voice. If you just hear those two words, the voice, and you've watched any TV at all, you are transported back to that TV program, The Voice. And I mean, there are some incredible voices on The Voice, right? But I would guess that you will never, ever hear the most important voices to you on The Voice. Let me just give you an example from my life. When I was in high school, my oldest brother was serving overseas in the military, and he couldn't come home, and back then, overseas calls were incredibly expensive. So we got out our cassette tape player, you know, and we recorded our Christmas greeting to him on the latest technology, you know. We sent it off to him. I didn't think about it too much until about 15 years later. We're all gathered together for Christmas again. And wouldn't you know it, my brother pulls out that cassette tape again. Now, I don't know about you, but the things that I said as a teenager to my older brother, I don't particularly want everybody to know. So as he puts this cassette into the cassette player, and we listen to everybody, you know, there are some snickers, and there's some red faces as we're kind of ashamed. But then it gets to one point where we all start to cry. Because we've heard the voice. A familiar voice. A voice that we haven't heard for years. My mom started talking to my brother. My mom had died about 5 years earlier. Hearing my mom's voice at Christmas, that was the best Christmas gift that I got that year. It is very special to hear the familiar voice of somebody who knows you and who will do anything to protect you. And that's our privilege today on Good Shepherd Sunday. I so much appreciate that Good Shepherd Sunday and Mother's Day are coming together at the same time this year. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice," right? And if you have a great relationship with your mom, you can relate to the idea of the shepherd's voice is the voice of somebody who knows you and who will protect you. Your mom knows you, right? She knows your name. You know, when Joni was pregnant with our kids, you know, I was involved in the whole naming of the kids, but I'm pretty sure that Joni was leading the way because she was living and breathing this whole baby thing 24/7, right? And she was calling that baby by name long before that baby was born. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, I want you to know that long before you were a twinkle in your mother's eye, your good shepherd knew you by name. In Isaiah 43, verse 1, it says, "I have called you by name, you are mine." When did the good shepherd call you by name? When did the good shepherd claim you as his own? Before the creation of the world. He knew you. He knew your name. And he said, "You're mine, and I'm going to mastermind this whole history of the world so that you hear my voice. If at no other time you hear my voice right now through God's word." This is all part of the plan of the Good Shepherd who knows you and he knows your name. You are his. Claims you as his own. What a special thing to hear. It's great to hear somebody who loves you call you by name. The shepherd calls you by name. He knows his sheep. But there's something else about moms. Moms know your shame too. Now, have any of you ever experienced this? You know, this is the first communion Sunday for our confirmands. There were a few in gowns here at the bridge and over at the other service. You know, we had 49 confirmands. You know, so all these people in gowns, you know. But I thought, that is about the age when I remember my mom loved to watch me squirm. Because what she would do is when my friends were around, she would tell stories. You know, like when you were a little baby, a little boy, and you pulled your pants down when you shouldn't have. Or a little girl, you lifted up your dress at the Christmas program. You know, for some reason, your moms just love to share those kind of stories, and you get all red. And they know your shame. Well, that's true of the Good Shepherd, too. He knows your shame. He knows everything about you. He knows all the embarrassing moments in your life. There's a passage in Psalm 139, verses 1 and 4, that I just appreciate so much. "O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord." Just think about that. The Good Shepherd knows your words before they're ever on your lips. And this same Good Shepherd in Matthew chapter 12 says that you and I are going to be judged by every careless word that we have spoken. Now, has anybody ever spoken a careless word? Anybody thought about a careless word that you're so glad that they can't read your mind yet this morning, right? The Good Shepherd knows your reason and my reason for shame. Now, we can try to hide it. That's what our parents did in the Garden of Eden. They tried to hide, but it didn't work out for them. It doesn't work out for us either. That's why our worship experience at the bridge, it doesn't actually start at 10:15. Our worship experience really starts at 9:45 when we gather together for a short confessional service and communion every Sunday. And if you're not part of our family yet and taking communion with us, man, please talk to Nate, talk to Sally after service. Let's become part of this family. You see, in that service, we just start by saying, you know, Lord, you already know this. You know everything about me. But I just want to admit, I can't hide it from you. So I just want to admit, it's been another one of those weeks. I failed to do what I should do. I failed to speak words that build people up when I could have. And I have done things, I've said things I never should have said. I've said hurtful words. I've said mean words. I've said bitter and angry words. In fact, we just confess that we are by nature sinful, that we're wired to blow it week after week after week. And so we just come in and we just admit, Lord, I'm guilty. And the reason why I mention that is, you know, the same passage, Psalm 139, that says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. In the Hebrew, there is something very special about Psalm 139. Psalm 139 begins with the word Yahweh. It's Lord in all capital letters in our English Bibles. It's God's Savior name. Who is the one who knows what gives you reason to be ashamed? It's your Savior God. And we come and we just admit we have these reasons to be ashamed in your presence. But the more you and I realize our reason for shame, the more we appreciate our reason for fame. Because the Savior God is the one who says, I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. You see, your fame is not based on what you do. Think about your relationship with your mom. When you were born, your mom didn't think you were incredibly special because you did something. All you did is you burped and then worse things than that. You were incredibly special. You were famous in your mom's eyes because of what she did for you. She risked her life for you. She went through incredible pain for you. And she is willing to sacrifice her life to keep you safe and protected. It's the same thing with the Savior. You're famous in the Savior's eyes. Not because of what you've done, because it was a great week and you accomplished a lot of great stuff this past week. You're famous in the Savior's eyes because he laid down his life for you. And the more clearly you see your reason for shame and you admit it to him, the more you can claim, isn't it amazing that the Good Shepherd was willing to die in my place? You see, this is the voice of the Good Shepherd that he invites us to come and hear. I know you. I claim you as my own. I know your name. I know you personally. Yes, I know all the things that you're ashamed of, but I died for you. I know that you are so famous that you're going to live forever. The passage says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, right? But then he goes on, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. You see, The voice of the good shepherd is not just, I know you and I love you, but also, I am the one who will protect you. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Now, this whole idea of somebody snatching us out of Jesus' hand doesn't sound like much until you realize that it implies that you and I are going to be in trouble. So, for example, if I say, you know what, I don't think any of you can snatch my billfold out of my hand because you are, what, 20 feet away? I think I got it pretty close, safe, right? The very fact that Jesus said no one can snatch us out of his hand, he is implying that we are incredibly close to somebody who can't. I'm sorry there, I'm going to hold on to it, Dalton. But he's implying that somebody is close enough to snatch us out of his hand. He's implying that we're going to go through some great trouble. In fact, in Revelation chapter 7, John sees the saints in heaven who are dressed in white. And he asked an elder, who are these? And the elder says, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They've washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. You see, you and I are in the midst of great tribulation. And some of the worst tribulation is the fact that we do hear other voices. We don't just hear the voice of our good shepherd. I hear all kinds of voices. I hear voices that say that your worth is dependent on how much you accomplished this past week. And the more I hear that voice, and the more I realize I didn't get stuff done, the deeper I'm pushed down, and the shame starts to overwhelm me, and there's this feeling that this voice that says, you are not worthy. Who of us doesn't hear those voices? And it's those voices, that voice from Satan himself, that could snatch us right away from our God, that closes our ears so that we don't hear the voice of the good shepherd. But the good shepherd says, I'm going to protect you. No one's going to snatch you out of the hand of the good shepherd. I'm going to make sure that you hear my voice, that you hear the truth about yourself and the truth about me. And he protects us not only through the great tribulation, but also to the great celebration. In Revelation chapter 7, the text goes on and says, therefore, the saints are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat on them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is what is waiting for us, that you and I will be able to see the good shepherd and hear his voice clearly and never be afraid again. In the outline, I mentioned the other lesson that the other church services heard the lesson from Ezekiel chapter 34. Now, when you read that chapter, you'll go, what's this all about? You see, the people of Ezekiel's day were experiencing great tribulation. They were in exile in Babylon. Jerusalem had been destroyed. They could say, we are in this midst of great tribulation. We're in this midst of great trouble because of the bad decisions that we have made. And who of us doesn't have to admit that sometimes we can see we made bad decisions and this is part of the reason why we're in trouble. And God certainly doesn't want to rescue us because we're getting what we deserve. But in Ezekiel chapter 34, God speaks to people who are getting what they deserved and says, I am going to make a covenant of peace with you. And it's wrapped up in imagery of God's people coming back to the promised land, and they'll never have to be afraid. They'll never have to be afraid of enemies and hunger, and God will be their shepherd. The good shepherd promises, I'm going to keep you safe through this time of great tribulation, even though your own sins have caused so much of this tribulation. I'm going to keep you safe because I want you to join with me in this great celebration. For some of you, this is not the best day of the year. Mother's Day, I always approach it with some mixed emotions. Because there are some of you who are just going, man, this is the greatest day of the world. And there's others of you who Mother's Day just brings back all kinds of painful memories. You know, you've lost a mom, you've lost a child, God never gave you the blessing of children and you wanted them. You know, there's just so many reasons why people can have mixed emotions and it can be a dark day. And if it's a dark day for you, you know, that's all the more reason to appreciate the voice of the Good Shepherd. You see, the Good Shepherd speaks to us in the darkest days and says, in spite of what you're experiencing right now, I know you and I will protect you. And when you're going through tough days, that's the time to be here more than ever. You know, I know that there's certainly some of you here that are just here because, you know, it's Mother's Day and this is what you do for Mom. You show up. And I'm glad that you're here. Don't get me wrong. But I would invite you to come back and let's hear the voice of the Good Shepherd together next week again and the week after and the week after. Because this may be a dark day or it may be a great day for you, but I know that there are going to be dark days for you ahead because we live in a time of great tribulation. This is what this world is called. And we need help listening to the voice of the Good Shepherd. You know, I so much appreciate that my mom, before I experienced her tomb, led me to a different tomb. Not just my mom, my dad too. By bringing me to church, by bringing me to Sunday school, by reading Bible lessons to me, by reading, by praying with me, and in ways that I don't even know how they influenced me so much that I wanted to serve Jesus as a pastor. I don't even understand that. But I'm so glad that my mom and my dad, they took me to the empty tomb of our Savior. And that as I've walked through life, I had to go to my mom's tomb, my mom's grave, long before I thought it would ever happen. She died way too young. And that's a powerful reminder to me that on this journey, I'm going to end at a tomb too. But if I hear the voice of the Shepherd, even as I face death, I don't have to be afraid. Because he loves me. And not even death can snatch me out of his hand. See, that's what we celebrate this Easter season. We're going from one empty tomb, Jesus' empty tomb, knowing that our tomb is going to be empty too on the last day. And it's my prayer that whether you're a mom or a dad, a grandma, a grandpa, an aunt, an uncle, a friend, a coworker, that people can hear the Savior's voice through you. You know, many of us love Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd Psalm. But the Good Shepherd Psalm really isn't the voice of the shepherd. It's the voice of somebody who has listened to the shepherd. And we get to know the shepherd's voice through David's voice. That's my prayer for us. That we get to know the shepherd's voice so well that our family members and our friends hear the voice of the shepherd through us. So I'd like to close with reading Psalm 23 together. So I'd ask you to get your Bibles out or your phones out, and let's take a look at Psalm 23. It's going to take me a little while to get there, so you can be looking while I'm looking as well. Now, how come my phone is just giving me fits? Okay. Psalm 23. I should warn you, if you're going to recite it by memory, that's okay. But don't be surprised if what I read is different from what you memorized, because the new text is just a little different than what most of us memorized. But I want us to read this psalm together. And as we do, just think, man, David heard the voice of the Good Shepherd. And we love this psalm because we get to hear the shepherd's voice through him. Moms, I pray that you are that blessing to your kids. Kids, I pray that you're that blessing to your moms. That we are that blessing to each other. Let's read it together. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So let's pray. Let's stand. Please stand and let's pray. Good Shepherd, speak into our ears, into our hearts. Help us to know that you know us better than our moms, better than anybody else, and you still love us. Help us to remember that your voice is the one that really counts. Help us to remember that you can keep us safe, that no one and nothing can snatch us out of your hand. And as you fill us with that confidence, Lord, let that confidence be seen and heard through us to the people around us. Lord, you rose victorious from the grave. That gives us that incredible confidence. That our journey, it doesn't end at the grave. That your tomb was empty. And our tomb is going to be empty too. God's people said, amen.